The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
And Matt Caldo was the star. 4 goals, 2. Ollie Lee kicked 3 goals and 2 to Josh O'Dwyer as well. But comprehensive victory for South Bowen this afternoon. I think Jane is going to go. We are giving the Leopold Sporties to His Royal Highness, are we?
We are.
Matt Caldo.
It is an absolute given. He set this game alight.
So he would have had 25 marks easily this afternoon. So we're going to try and find him at some stage. Be able to give him the Leopold Sporties.
Which is in my hot little hands.
Player of the day, $100 voucher. Jane is going to get him after the boys. Now go through congratulating each other. The Swans will be very... Dave Farrell will be very happy with his final game here. And the coach who's sitting at GMHBA, he'll be pretty happy too, I suspect.
I think he will be very happy, won't he? On the back of that.
He'll just be listening in going, oh, it's not a bad effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And we spoke before the game about, obviously, the Colac outs. But we spoke about some very good ins that come in as well. And the fact that some of these are fighting for a final spot as well. And for South Barmer to take it right up to them and win the way they have won and the scoring shots they've had and the way they dominated the game, It's a great result. It probably puts a little bit more positive spin on the result.
So we're into the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. And I think Jane has got our Leopold Sporting's Player of the Day with her at ground level, and it's Matt Caldo.
Matt Caldo, great way to finish off for South Barwon with a couple of good wins, and particularly today seeing Faz off with a win for his 5 years here.
Absolutely, we love Faz so much, and it was so good to get a win for him.
On a day that is, you know, you could have been excused for dropping a few marks, you were clunking everything that came your way. You must have got a bit of confidence once a couple of them stuck, and then did you just feel like you're going to take everything that was in the air that came down?
I think it was more a reflection of the kicks up the ground. They were just dropping the ball into space. It made my job so much easier.
Yeah, so that was spoken about. Faz said how you're winning the contest, and Kingy and the boys have said how you just, you know, smash them in that department. And as a forward, that makes it much easier to anticipate and lead into those spaces.
Absolutely, and the backs took it off its line, so it's so much easier when they shift the ball and work really hard to space. It makes our job so super easy. Yeah.
And then you're looking forward to, you know, obviously you've got a new coach appointed. How's the playing group feeling about that, and looking forward to the pre-season with Nealty in charge?
Absolutely, we're really excited. Someone of Mark's calibre to come to South Barwon, and I think it'd be awesome for our group. It feels like the next step, so yeah, really exciting.
And there's a fair crowd here. You got the Duck Lotto on?
Yeah.
So it looks like it could be a big night in the rooms here at McDonald Reserve.
Absolutely. It'd be good to send Faz off.
Accelerate. All right. Congratulations. Great game.
Thanks, Jane. And thanks to Matt Caldo, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. He just took everything today.
He was fantastic, wasn't he?
Amazing.
It was the Ollie Lee show early, and then Caldo said, no, you don't, Ollie. I'm going to impact this game myself.
He started it. Ollie Lee was it, wasn't he?
He was,
start
yeah.
With.
And then Caldo just said, no, not having a bar of this. I'm getting myself involved. I want a lick of the ice cream as well.
Oh, that was just amazing. So
he hit the nail on the head, though, Jace, in relation to, you know, where the midfielders put the ball and, you know, having to win those balls around the clearances and stoppages. And we said it all game. They just dominated that area. And I guess as a forward, you get a bit proactive knowing that you're going to win the ball, you know, maybe six, seven times out of 10. So you get a little bit more proactive with your body positioning and where the ball's going to be. So makes it easier when you know the ball's coming your way.
Amazing. So Matt Caldo is our Leopold Sporting Player of the Day, and around the grounds for Leopold Sporties as well. The Giants 60 lead, 30 49, close to three quarter time up in Canberra actually this afternoon, and the Suns 44 lead North Melbourne at 25 at Marvel. That is into the third term in that game. We'll go around the grounds locally in the qualifying final between Inverleigh and Bannockburn. It's Inverleigh 7-14-56 lead, Bannockburn 4 straight 24. There's the second semi-final between Torquay and Bowen Heads at Torquay 13-785, Bowen Heads 6-3-39 down at Port Arlington. So
since Kingy said that they've got a flag in them.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've gone sideways, so they'll be happy about that, the Bowen Heads boys. Kingy's put the moz on them. and St Mary's 6-5-41 leads St Joey's 4-5-29 at Drew Oval. So they are the Leopold Sporties around the grounds. No coaches interviews this afternoon because we're going to head to GMHBA Stadium, but they're always brought to us by Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Zeke Marine. Head-to-head.
Yes.
For Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au this afternoon. Kirsch, it was Andrew Bosley and Jake McGuan.
Yep. Bit of a fizzer in the end, wasn't it, considering that one kicked 10 goals 3 last week and one kicked 6 goals 4. That's 16 goals 7 between them, and today they featured in 1 goal between them, with Jake McGuan only having the 1 shot on goal. And Bosley was, you know, he had a few marks. We'll probably see that he had probably, you know, half a dozen marks, and the stats come out on Monday on K-Rock. But look, Bosley probably gets the nod on what he did up the ground, but Jakey McGuan's probably going to have to find a little bit of form coming into the qualifier final next week.
We've seen Cole, like, what, 3 or 4 times this year?
We have, yep.
I reckon, I don't think I've seen Jake McGuan play like a really good
rip
game.
Rip a game apart?
Yeah, for us. Whereas last week he kicked 6 goals and, like, did everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, I guess.
Doesn't like the K, it's the K-Rock miles, maybe for Jake.
Yeah, maybe they might ask us to stay home and not do their game next week. But, we know he's a quality player, I've seen him, obviously not in K-Rock games, dominate games. So they just need him to fire at the right time of the year. And you know, obviously we're going to cross over to the Geelong game, but it would have been good to see Rowan's spin on what had happened today. We know how South Barwon played and how well they played, and Faz would probably have, like we mentioned at half time, a bit of a frustrating spin on the way they played today or the last 2 weeks, as opposed to what we have seen on and off throughout the season. So great way for Faz to finish with the bit of consistency that we spoke about in the pre-game interview as well.
Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years.
Could have gone to a number of players, yes, really, for South Barwon. They really stood up when it counted, but I thought James Siddle all day was fantastic. Inside and out, he done some grunt work, he done some outside work, he kicked the ball in from fullback, he had forward entries, he done it all today, James Siddle, and I thought he played a fantastic, consistent game across 4 quarters.
So James Siddle gets our Steamatic standout for the day.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, 5th quarter.